is Martin Luther King Day. You probably knew that. Reminding you, though, Martin Luther King Day, so the banks are closed, so forth. Holiday for a lot of folks, not everybody. I did not get the day off, but my boss is a real pain in the ass. So, there you go. It's Martin Luther King Day. We'll talk more about that coming up in a moment. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum, your heroes and mine, rolling out a new plan to tackle harmful online content and misinformation. That must make you feel better. Klaus Schwab is out there to protect you from misinformation. Harmful online content. You know, you couldn't create a better, you know, movie villain than Klaus Schwab. We have to make you comply. Of course, they're getting together in Davos, Switzerland. Rolling out its plan to tackle so-called misinformation, harmful online content. Slate News reporting recently that online censorship was one of the key topics of discussion listed on the agenda for the conference. It begins today, by the way. They're in town, so they're in meetings now. The Global Coalition for Digital Safety has laid out the organization's goals for online censorship. On its website, the WEF describes the initiative as the Global Coalition for Digital Safety aims to accelerate public-private cooperation to tackle harmful content online and will serve to exchange best practices for new online safety regulation, take coordinated action to reduce the risk of online harm, and drive forward collaboration on programs to enhance digital media literacy. That's a lot of gobbledygook that means they're going to censor you and me, and they'll decide what the truth is. And the Government Bureau of Truth, the Central Bureau of Truth, the Global Coalition for Digital Safety has now published a white paper on its plans for online censorship, which will be used to instruct world leaders on how to tackle so-called misinformation. The key idea behind the effort is that the tenets of international human rights, such as they are, can and should be translated to online digital safety and affect everybody, individuals as well as business and other groups. Not long before a write-up announcing the effort on the Switzerland-based group's website points against the point. Harmful online content and how to tackle it. All the usual rhetorical aids are used to justify and make the case. It's to protect people. You know, the disenfranchised, the marginalized communities. But the WEF's goal is simply to send in a speech restriction and censorship of the average person. You know, using vague terms such as misinformation, harmful content, which is, you know, about as broad-based as you can get, quite frequently but never thoroughly define what that is or what they want to censor. Tackling the harmful online content, the WEF claims, would protect children from abuse, stop terrorism and hate speech, and also deal with self-harm and suicide. Of course, it never says how it'll do any of those things. It just makes these broad-based claims, these feel-good proclamations. Yeah. How are you going to do that? By silencing you, Gruber. By silencing you. That's how we're going to do it. Yeah. The WEF also lays out plans to form an online army. That's their word, to censor content. To describe the army as a public-private partnership that brings together such companies and government regulators as Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, the United Nations, the UK's Ofcom, and a number of select NGOs, that's non-governmental organizations. According to the white paper, the WEF coalition's principles seek to advance digital safety in a rights-respecting way, drive multi-stakeholder alignment. I mean, this is all the same crap. Advance digital safety in a rights-respecting way. Drive multi-stakeholder alignment. Encourage positive behaviors and actions across the digital ecosystem. And inform and enable regulatory industry and societal efforts and innovation. Who writes this crap? I mean, it's garbage. something called the Platform for Shaping the Future of Media, Entertainment, and Sport, is tasked with managing, quote, the work on the global principles. Global principles of what? Censorship? The World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab is a villain. Yeah. Of course, they're looking at a global recession as they set up shop in Davos. A global recession could come tumbling out. It's the first time they've had the annual get-together at its normal time and place since the pandemic came and went. Yeah. World Economic Forum President Borg Brende noted the economic headwinds hanging over this year's event. There's no doubt our 53rd annual meeting in Davos will happen against the most complex geopolitical and economic backdrop in decades. Which is probably why they need so much censorship. We can't let the truth get out. Chris Coons will be there. Joe Manchin will be there. Kyrsten Sinema will be there. So three Democrat senators. Well, I'm sorry. She's an independent, right? John Kerry will certainly be there. Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, will be there. The director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, will be there. Samantha Power, another radical leftist from the Barack Obama days and now the U.S. Agency for International Development. And trade representative Catherine Tai, all attending. Plus BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, Salesforce chair, co-CEO Mark Benioff, Jamie Dimon. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. All the big minds there. Let's see. Still to come on the program. Mona Collette will be here. Dr. King's dream. Undermined by big government, she says. We'll talk about that still to come. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.